Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja.
This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. In today's show, I want to talk about how producers and creators will survive and prosper. And I'm very passionate about producers and creators. As you know, two of my companies are named Producers Wealth and Producers Capital Partners. I created this show for producers and creators because I wanted to serve them, because they are the folks that make this world go around. They produce and create value for the world and out there through their products and their services, which solve problems for people and also create desirable outcomes. So I wanted to serve them through this podcast. Now, producers and creators are squarely under attack. As I shared in previous episodes, there's a war being waged on us. The war is an information war. That's why people are so confused. There's so much misinformation, fake news, spin, lies, deceit. It's just quite crazy. So there's definitely an information war on the population. There is an economic war being waged squarely on producers and creators, especially small and medium enterprises. That's why they were locked down, and big megacorps like Costco, Home Depot, and Walmart were left open. A lot of small businesses, by the way, were classified as non-essential, so they were shut down and locked down. Now there's proposals of taxes being raised on them. The IRS has hired more people to conduct audits on them. The pool from the talent from which they can hire and employ people are now being paid a lot of money to just stay at home through enhanced employment benefits, which has led to a shortage of people that they can hire. And now there's also pressure on producers and creators to enforce injection passports and injection mandates, which only adds more stress and more pressure on them. So there's a massive economic war on them. There's a war of ideas too, where we live in a world that have now become accustomed to participatory trophies. Everybody is great and everybody's equal and everybody gets a trophy, and not on based on individual sovereignty and merit. So there's a war of ideas, collectivism versus individualism. You know, G. Edward Griffin and myself had a wonderful conversation around these concepts, these old age ideas, which is waging war against each other throughout time, and it is back in full force. And then, of course, it's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war in the end. And people will be tested, right? Their mental toughness and their spirituality will be tested, because essentially there's a lot of good versus evil going on here. So producers and creators are the folks that I'm passionate about helping. And through this time of great change, of great chaos, what can producers and creators do to not only survive and prosper? And I'm going to share a couple of thoughts here with you in this episode that you as a producer and a creator can do right now. So the first part of that is survive, right? First, we have to survive, then prosper. And of course, if we look at the environment, I mean, it's an environment of uncertainty. It's an environment of chaos, of confusion. It's an environment of, there's a lot going on every single day. It's a constantly changing and evolving environment. We are living during the fourth industrial revolution. I mean, we're living during a time which we're going to see a shakeup like we haven't seen before. We're living also during a time of the Great Reset, where systems and processes, which we've taken for granted our entire lives, are in the process of resetting and collapsing. And we're also living during a time which will be referred to as the Greatest Depression of the 2020s because of the financial and economic shocks that are coming. So that's why I I want to talk about the survival first, because you gotta anticipate what's coming. You gotta basically position yourself, your family, your business, and your investment to survive, and then you can pounce on thriving and on the opportunities that will present itself. So the first part of survival is building your ark. You have to build your ark, just like Noah built his ark. And, you know, there is so much misinformation out there. I quite frankly feel like we are, as a society, living in alternate realities. So a lot of folks might not even see the things that we're seeing and that we're anticipating. So you might look crazy to a lot of folks doing certain things and making sure that you have certain things in place, right? So as Noah, you have to build your ark and prepare for anything and everything. Prepare for anything and everything. And that means, as I've shared previously, you have to decentralize yourself from centralized systems, because systems and structures are collapsing. So you want to figure out a way to decentralize from that. The reset framework, which we've shared, is a great framework to use to figure out how to decentralize yourself from centralized systems. You know, obviously we talk a lot about money, and we talk about the financial system and the banking system on the show. So, you know, the examples with regards to money is, we are living amidst a time that the money system is changing. So how do you decentralize yourself from a centralized system, you know, where there is a massive change like that coming, a massive shock, an economic and financial shock? So how do you do that? Well, the first thing is you have to look at what's been money for centuries, gold and silver, and most folks that held gold and silver through times where there were money system changes positioned themselves on the right side of the wealth transfer. So that's one way. You could decentralize yourself by holding gold and silver. You could decentralize yourself and literally set up your own bank through cryptocurrencies. You could buy cryptocurrency on an exchange, transfer it to a cold storage and keep it, and now you're your own bank. So from a money perspective, those two anti-fiat categories, precious metals and also cryptocurrencies, is a great way to decentralize yourself from the system and in with regards to money. You know, banking systems, the US dollar is still the world reserve currency until it's not. So you can decentralize yourself from banks by, for example, warehousing US dollars in a life insurance company through the infinite banking strategy. So that takes your money out of banks, because there is a massive, massive threat in the banking system. You know, after the last financial crisis, most people are unaware of this, but essentially there are laws on the books that will allow a bail-in, meaning banks will be able to take the money from depositors to recapitalize their banks in the event of a crisis. Most people are not aware of this. And by the way, if you're not, please do your own research regarding this. And you'll come across the same content and same information we've come across, that there is laws on the books for that. So you want to decentralize from the banking system. You don't want to keep large amounts of money in the banks. So those are just some ways to do it with regards to money, with regards to banking. And then also, you know, there another system which is very centralized, which is under severe disruption right now, is the food system. You know, we have spoken in a previous episode that a lot of the things that's happening right now in the economy is going to disrupt supply chains. And it's been disrupted, by the way, for 18 months. So after 18 months of disruptions, essentially, you're looking at systems that are severely, severely disrupted, and supply chains being one of them, and especially food. Food systems have been severely disrupted. So you want to be able to put yourself and your family in a position that you're not going to run out of food if you start running out of certain items at the stores. So you want to have an emergency food supply. You want to have equipment or access to water. What happens if there's no running water, for example? Well, you're going to have to figure out a way to provide drinking water for yourself and your family. The same thing with electricity. The electricity grid, you know, went down in Texas earlier this year with a massive storm there. Folks that didn't prepare for it were stuck with electricity. You know, we just had a massive hurricane went through Louisiana and New Orleans. They were out of electricity. So you have to look at what you need to be able to provide electricity for yourself and your family. Again, decentralizing yourself, right? So decentralization is a huge part of this. And that's what you do in building your ARC, is figure out, how do I decentralize? And this is a great thinking exercise to do, because that's the first thing that you need to do, is you need to survive when systems reset and collapse. The other thing that you can, that you also need to do in building your ARC, staying on that theme, is to adopt the ethos of a warrior. Because you're essentially, as a producer and a creator, at war. You are essentially at war right now. You are at war. So you need the warrior ethos. You cannot stick your head in the sand and hide in your house like a lot of people did in the past 18 months. You're going to have to face reality. Absolutely. Every day you're going to have to face reality. You're going to have to face it daily, and you're going to have to lean into whatever is coming your way. So you're going to have to adopt the ethos of a warrior. You're going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because you're going to be in an environment that's constantly changing, and you're going to see things that you haven't seen before, or deal with things that you haven't had to deal with before. So you're going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, and having an ethos of a warrior will allow you to do that. You're also going to have to make the hard decisions now when you still have control over it, still on the survival part of it, right? The survive. You're still going to have to think about all the hard decisions that you're going to have to make. Think about it. Make them now when you have control over them. Do not postpone hard decisions. Do not think that everything's going to return to normal. You know, you're going to go to bed and you're going to wake up and this was all a bad dream. It's not. It's not. And if you've been listening to the show, you know, we did an episode, 5 years of COVID, last year. I have to look up the date that we did this, where a lot of folks couldn't believe when I put that information out, and I got a lot of emails about it. And this year, a lot of folks are emailing about that episode again and saying, wow, you know, we thought you were crazy when you put out 5 years of COVID. It doesn't look like it's going away. And looking at what we're looking at right now, it's not. It's too profitable. Just look at the record profits of pharmaceutical companies. It's too profitable, folks. It's not going away. So you're not going back to 2019. You're not going back there. That world doesn't exist anymore. Be a warrior. Have the ethos of a warrior. Lean into it. Make the hard decisions now when you have control over it. But before you know it, you're not going to have any options, number one. You're not going to have any control over what you can and cannot do. And you're going to be forced into certain situations. And you're going to be left without options. So make the hard decisions now. Take action now. Whether it's moving from one area to another, whether it's selling your house and moving out of state, whether it is, you know, whether it's quitting your job. For a lot of people, they're faced with a very hard decision right now, because there's a lot of injection mandates coming down the line, right? So a lot of people are facing that decision already right now. So looking ahead, well, what can I do to not to be put in a situation like that? There's a lot of folks in New York City that are moving. Folks have reached out to me on our network that are stuck in New York City. And now all of a sudden there's injection passports. So, which is completely against what they stand for and what they believe in. So they need to move. They waited up until the last minute. So they don't have a choice but to move now, or just be stuck there dealing with all of this. But had they made earlier decisions when they had control over it, then they had more options available. Now they don't have an option. They have to leave. And it has to be quick, right? So make the hard decisions now when you have control over it. We talk about this within our programs constantly. Another thing that I would also say, and I've already mentioned that, is prepare for anything and everything. For anything and everything. So don't be shocked by anything, because anything and everything will happen. And that's the survival mode that you have to go in. You take it day by day. And a model and a framework that I use every single day, which has been fantastic and has helped me had, you know, 18 or 19 of the best months from a business and investing perspective in my life, is Dan Sullivan's framework at Strategic Coach. Essentially, it's dangers, opportunities, and strengths. And it's getting up every day and looking at the threats out there to yourself, your family, your business, and your investments. Look at the threats out there and identify them. They change daily, by the way, especially right now. Look at the threats daily, and then you're going to start to see opportunities. And there's a plethora of opportunities once you start identifying all the threats. And then you look at the skill sets and the capabilities that you have to capitalize on them, or what you would need to capitalize on them. Or you could partner with a relationship that would help you or enable you, the two of you to capitalize on those opportunities. So use that framework daily to navigate it, right? Don't be one of those people that I'm positive. You could be as positive as you can be, but if you're sitting on a train track, that train is coming over you. The first thing to realize is that you're sitting on a train track and a train is coming. So get off the train track, and now you start spotting the opportunities, and now you capitalize on it. So it's a different game you need to play. It's a very, very different game that you need to play in a different environment, an environment of uncertainty, an environment that changes every day, an environment that rapidly could change every day for the better or for the worse, right? So that's kind of on the survival side of this that I would share. Things to do from a survival perspective for producers and creators. You have to understand your environment daily. You have to understand the game and look at how the game is changing, and adapt to the changes in the game and play by the new rules of the game. If you don't, then you're toast. You're absolutely toast. I mean, there's so many lessons that we can learn from history, and just in the past 20 years, by the way, because a lot of folks looked at the online world as a game changer. You know, if you're younger and listening to this, you know, I still remember I was in university when the internet basically became more and more mainstream and had more and more users on there. And all of a sudden, I mean, by the time 2, 3, 4 years into it, everybody was online. Everybody was online and an email address and so forth. It just went very, very quickly. And then all of a sudden, you know, people were online, and yes, there were businesses and websites and all that kind of stuff, but there was an evolution that happened. More and more capabilities were added to the online world, and more people got online. And before you know it, we saw disruptions in the business world like we never thought we would see. Because it had an exponential, there was exponential change and rapid change and continuous change. The same thing's going to happen in the fourth industrial revolution with the Internet of Things, 3D printing, artificial intelligence, robotics, and much, much more. So we're going to go through the same thing, where the change is going to be constant. It's going to be rapid. It's going to accelerate. And if you don't pay attention to it every day, you're going to be left behind. And you're not going to position yourself to be on the right side of this, right? So you have to do that daily. You know, use that framework It's a great framework. Identify threats, look at the opportunities, and then figure out how you can capitalize on some of the opportunities there and the skill sets and capabilities that you would need. And then also look at the changing environment. You know, look at what's happening every single day across the board, because everything is connected. You know, people would see things happening in healthcare, but healthcare is connected to everything else. Healthcare is connected. The money is connected. The banking and financial system is connected. The markets is connected to it. The economy, everything is connected to it. Food, because of supply chains that is disrupted through the lockdowns and, you know, and so forth. So everything is connected. Do not just look at one thing in isolation. So yeah, look at your environment daily and look at the game and see how the game is changing. And the reset framework is a great framework to utilize in doing so. So that's on the surviving side. Now, the prosper side is after you've identified the environment, you have identified the threats, you see the opportunities and so forth, and you see the rapid changes. What are some of the things that you can do to prosper? You know, because just look at the folks that have prospered already in 2020 and 2021. You know, how many millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires were created in 2020 and already in 2021? Amazing amount of them. Enormous amount of them. It's been a very, very good time for a lot of folks. And of course, yes, I understand. It's easy when there's bubbles everywhere, right? It's easy when every single asset class is inflated. You know, just in the United States, look at the supply and currency. 25% of all dollars ever created was created in 2020. So I understand that. But there's a lot of, for a lot of folks that, yeah, they've been on the other side of it. They have lost wealth. They've lost income. They've lost assets, where there's other folks on the other side that saw all of this, understand the game, and position themselves for it. So a couple of things to do to prosper. You know, for you to prosper after the survival mode, and this is something that you should do now already, is invest every single day in your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual part of your life. So be as strong and as powerful as you can be physically, mentally, and spiritually, and continue to do that. Have a community, because communities, of course, no man or woman is an island, but have a community that share your values, that share your principles, and plug and tap into that community. Plug and tap into that. Take care of yourself. Be part of a community. You know, they're going to share information. Again, the communities that I'm part of, there's so much information shared in those communities that every single week I learn something. There are investment opportunities that come up that's shared. There's so much going on. Find the movers and the shakers, folks that value freedom, folks that want to build a bigger and better future for themselves, their families, their businesses, and all stakeholders, and then also their investments and everybody that's involved with their investments. So that's huge. Focus on you, the asset. Focus on communities and invest in that. We've already talked about in building your arc to decentralize. You know, the big part of prospering is having a strategy. Having a strategy in place, you know, of producing and creating more, adding the skill sets that you need and the capabilities, positioning capital efficiently, deploying it into hard assets, which will continue to go up in value. That's part of this game, by the way. And then also positioning it in areas for huge growth, cash growth. And there's niches that and trends that you can capitalize on and put it in vehicles. So cryptocurrencies and blockchain is one of them. That's why we offer a program in that too, that you could still enroll in at cashflowninja.com/crypto. But cryptocurrencies and blockchain is one of those areas where there's massive, massive upside potential. And then also having a strategy to protect everything that you've produced and created, accumulated, and the assets that you've added. And you could do that through tax strategy. You could do that through asset protection. You could do that through estate planning. But have that strategy in place. Have a strategy to diversify capital allocation. We talked about decentralizing yourself in the money game, right? Have a strategy to invest in assets that will benefit from chaos and that benefit from uncertain time. So that's a very big part of it. You have to have a strategy. And again, the Cashflow Core Builder is our program where we share how you can create and build a personalized and customized strategy, wealth strategy for yourself and your family to be on the right side of this enormous wealth transfer. You could sign up at cashflowninja.com/core. That's C-O-R-E. And then the most important part, and you know this as a producer and a creator, you already have a lot of it, but you're going to need independent sources of income, and you're going to need many of them, and you're going to have to diversify these independent sources of income. And that's how you're going to prosper. You know, if you have a business, figure out how you can add many different streams and more income streams to that business. Figure out how you can create more income from investments that you potentially have. But independent income sources is the name of the game. That's going to allow you more freedoms. That is how you are going to have more freedoms in a world that is becoming less and less free daily as we speak. It's going to provide more options for you. So, you know, part of the survival conversation was making hard decisions. You know, on the Thrive 2, figure out by taking hard decisions how you can add more income streams and continue to make the hard decisions now. But essentially, yes, those are the things that producers and creators can do to not only survive, but also prosper. And I want to share with you a couple of ideas here of building a business during the fourth industrial revolution, because the game is changing. So the game is completely, completely changed. So you're going to have to build a different business. You cannot just build the same business that you have always built or wanted to build. You're going to have to build a business for the time that we live in. So what do I mean by having a different business or building a different business during the fourth industrial revolution? Well, you're going to have to figure out how to build a business that is going to survive massive and rapid change. And one of the types of businesses that can do that is a thinking business. You know, one of the folks that I study and try to model a lot of what I do on is Dan Sullivan with Strategic Coach. I'm a Strategic Coach client. I've been that for 3 years, and I've modeled a lot of modeled and built a lot of the stuff on some of the models that they have. And they have a thinking business. That's why Dan Sullivan's business have sustained itself through the many, many different changes. I mean, he built that business before the internet, before the World Wide Web, and so forth. And because he had a thinking business, that whole disruption in the marketplace didn't really affect his business. Another thing that Dan has shared too is having a business that's based on intellectual shortcuts. So having a thinking business, number one, which is unique to you, right? So takes out a lot of competitors out of the game because they're not you, number one. And people through a thinking business have access to your insights, your knowledge, your experience. And your unique perspective also takes AI out of the game, I guess. But an intellectual shortcut business is a business that packages intellectual shortcuts for folks. So think about the environment that we're in, right? Everything is available at a click of a button, right at your fingertip. People have very short attention spans. People want instant gratification. They want things right away. Now, there's information all over the internet. So not a lot of people pay for information anymore. A lot of things that people used to pay for, I would say, 10 years ago is now all available freely online. You know, just a conceptual conversation like this would be packaged inside of a paid program, you know, 10 years ago. But there's so much information available online that that it's very, very hard to just sell information. But what you can sell is repackaging information, you know, aggregating it, creating an intellectual shortcut on something, and then selling that. So instead of, for example, someone learning about a certain topic or subject and it's taking them hours and they could spend hours online basically figuring that out, you could basically all package that together, provide an intellectual shortcut in 30 to 45 minutes. So people will actually pay for that because there's value in that, right? You know, we share the model of taking someone in their current situation and and looking at their desired situation, and businesses then come in by their products and services and take that person to through a process of transformation from their current situation to their desired situation. So if you can take someone that wants to learn something about a topic or wants to figure out how to do something, but it's going to take them hours to figure it out by themselves online, and you can provide a solution to them to take them from point A to B within 30 to 45 minutes through an intellectual shortcut, there's a lot of value on that. And a lot of people will pay for that. So those are just some ideas on a new type of business to build, right? And of course, you're going to have to figure out how to decentralize your business. You know, how do you decentralize your business? Well, you build a community and you have folks in your community share with other people the value that you provide to them and invite them to join too. That way you don't even, you know, need to run ads basically. That's just word of mouth. That's how it's done before, right? But essentially, you can decentralize your business in many different ways. That's just one way. But it's going to take a different business model in the fourth industrial revolution. So I've already shared two really powerful concepts with you: thinking business, intellectual shortcuts, and also decentralizing your business, and giving you some ideas on that. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for folks to be able to capitalize on this new economy that's coming, this new world that's coming. I've given you two quick little insights, you know, and I'm going to give you an example quick of an enormous opportunity that I'm seeing for entrepreneurs out there. So here's a freebie for you. Privacy. You know, if you're a person that values freedom, and you are because you're listening to the show, privacy is very important to you. And we're living in a world where there's no privacy anymore whatsoever. So the privacy trend, I'm starting to see it already in the marketplace. It's one of the biggest trends that you can capitalize on and take advantage of as an entrepreneur to build a business in that niche. And I'll share this with you. So for example, you know, there's many different aspects of privacy, right? So I'll give an example of what companies are already doing. So there's already VPNs that you can use to make your online activity more private. There's privacy browsers. There's privacy email service providers like ProtonMail, for example, right? There's privacy data storage companies that have already online privacy cloud solutions. There is privacy or encrypted computers. There is privacy phones. We already, I mean, you saw it all over the internet, the Freedom Phone that is that is out right now. These are all examples of folks that are seeing this trend, and they're positioning themselves to capitalize on this and providing products and services. There are folks that, for example, are seeing what's happening, that people are being tracked and traced everywhere through their mobile phones especially. So they create a business selling Faraday bags, for example, which you could put a phone in and it completely completely makes then your location private. And it also protects your phone from EMFs and so forth. So yeah, so there's already products out there. There's already services out there. There are already entrepreneurs in this niche. Now, there's a golden opportunity for someone to create a thinking business in the privacy space and also to create intellectual shortcuts on in the privacy world. Because can you figure all these things out, you know, on your own? Yeah, you can, of course. Is it going to take hours and hours and hours of time for the average person to figure this out and not even knowing what they don't know? Yeah, of course. So can you create a business that provides a solution for a lot of folks seeking privacy? Absolutely. You know, and this is just a taste of what I'm going to share in the Cashflow Creator Formula program. And this is a program that I'm launching September 13th. We're closing it on September 14th. So it's open till September 13th. I'm going to take the first group of program members through this program. And it's a four-week program where I'm going to publish on a Monday content for you to work through at your own leisure and at your own pace throughout the week. And then on every Friday, there's an hour live Q&A call with myself where I will answer any questions that you have around the content that was published. So it's a four-week program with on-demand content, live Q&A calls. I'm making it available at an enormous discount. This is the first group of folks that are going through this program. And you can sign up for that program at cashflowninja.com/creator. cashflowninja.com/creator. And I'm in that program, I'm going to share with you how to start a business, how to grow and scale a business, how to take an existing business online, and how to build a platform to communicate your brand and your message 24/7 to the 365 to the world out there. And of course, this is going to be a fourth industrial revolution business, a business that's going to help you survive and a business that's also going to position you, your family, to thrive in this new and crazy, crazy world. Like I said, my friends, you know, there's a lot of things that is crazy out there in the world right now, but there are a lot of things that I am extremely grateful for. I'm extremely grateful for such an amazing, amazing listener base and viewership base all around the world. So thank you to you. I am extremely grateful for the opportunity and the gift that it is to be alive during this time of great change, of rapid change. Because as I mentioned, if you see what's coming and you don't stick your head in the sand and pretend that nothing's happening, if you see what's coming, you adopt the warrior ethos, you make hard decisions daily and you make them now when you have control over them, you develop a strategy which includes decentralizing yourself and a strategy based on having as many independent income sources as possible, you're going to position yourself not only to survive, but thrive. I'll see you inside the Cashflow Creator Formula program if you wish and chose to join us at cashflowninja.com/creator. And if not, I will continue to deliver and provide content for you at the Cashflow Ninja for all of our listeners out there to help you during times of great, great change and to position yourself, your family, your business, and your investments on the right side of the greatest wealth transfer in human history. Until next time, appreciate you. Live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.